Every magician got a story that's behind his tricks, and every GM got a story that's behind his picks. And when you listen, pay attention to the details. You can hear the ocean when you listen to the seashells. A newborn taught me wisdom that college couldn't, and college taught me how to talk more because I wouldn't. Words are sharp and they can reshape your disposition. Give out love and don't worry about your acquisitions. Too worried about the conference that you clinching, but your team is too much for you to carry in your own division. Palms is itching, about to run into some money next. Lord made me slow it down, cause I was surely missing steps. You're stepping to my goals. Man, new Ginobili, can't nobody hold me. I need change like a gentrified neighborhood, but money ain't the only thing that can keep me straight for good. Bread alone is only good for the physical. Better make sure your soul's attached to your backbone. Verses for your vertebrae, chapters for your shoulder blades, books for my mental state, and letters on my dinner plate. You consume by what you consume, and the fumes from social media can mess up your cool. Clickbait on the internet can ruin your food. But depression ain't hashtag mood. I wanna see the moon when I stare up at the constellations to connect the dots. Vision very clear, make moves, connect the plots, and return all the earnings to my family. Prayers for my health and for my sanity. What up, y'all? It's your boy, C. Atlantis, checking in once again. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe. Today, we're going to be talking about Josh Giddey. Josh Giddey for the Oklahoma City Thunder, point guard, allegedly slept with a minor, 15 years old. Allegedly. And we're going to keep using that word today because that's going to come up a lot. Make sure y'all like, share, subscribe, and we can go ahead and get into it. So Josh Giddey, point guard, Oklahoma City Thunder. It was put up on Snapchat that this young lady put that she had relations with Josh Giddey. And some people did some investigating, found out that the young lady is allegedly underage. Now the NBA launches an investigation into this situation, but the mainstream media has failed to report on it. Now they have, now after facing a lot of backlash, but at first they were very reluctant to report on it. And so a lot of people took to Twitter. Now we got a former Cowboys wide receiver, Dez Bryant. He talked about Malika Andrews. If you know Malika Andrews, she's the host of NBA Today on ESPN. And she always brings up these type of topics, and she always feel very passionate about it, except for Josh Giddey. Now, let's look at what the homie Dez Bryant had to say. At Malika underscore Andrews, you went out of your way to crucify Brandon Miller on draft day over something he didn't even do. Why haven't you said nothing about Josh Giddey? I advise you not to make this a black or white thing. Your parents really raised you wrong, and just because you went to a private school don't make you better. You appeal, and I know you're kind. You just a puppet. I don't know how a former or current NBA player could sit there across from you and look at you with some kind of respect. Now, I've been talking about this a lot because I told people that black men and a lot of the black culture at whole too, but anytime a black man does something wrong, it is media currency. They love to promote it, and they don't do it when a white male does similar things. Now, if you remember, when Ime Udoka coached for the Boston Celtics, he got fired for having an inappropriate relationship with somebody else in the Boston Celtics organization. And he got let go. Malika Andrews was right on top of it, reporting on it. She even called in the first take to get Stephen A. Smith straight, because Stephen A. Smith was making a statement about why isn't her you know, they were hiding the young lady's name who Udoka had a relationship with. And Stephen A. Smith was like, no, we have a right to know who it was. And Malika Andrews came out and she told Stephen A. Smith, just stop it on his own show. Excuse me. And so we were wondering, where's this same energy at? You know, when it's a brother, it's always a big deal. Now, they came after Stephen A. Smith too, because Stephen A. Smith was not reporting on this on First Take. But Stephen A. Smith took to his podcast. And so on his podcast, he spoke about the reason why he did not report on it on First Take. So let's hear what he has to say.
Y'all getting on my last damn nerves. Could you try to be responsible? Could you try? That's all I'm asking. What you want Stephen A. to say? Oh, man, where you at, Stephen A.? If this was a brother... Wait a minute. Wait a minute. If it was a brother, I would have treated it with the same level of sensitivity. This man, Josh Giddey, is currently being investigated by the National Basketball Association, the NBA, over allegations that he was having a relationship with a minor. We don't know who she was. We don't know how old she was. He's 21. We don't know how old she is. We don't know anything. We know there's an investigation going on. That's all we know. We don't know anything else. You know why Stephen A. hasn't said anything? Because you could get sued, idiots. You'll just go out there running your damn mouth over something this serious. A fight that took place on a basketball court? Sure.
Okay. Well, it's serious enough for reporters at his practice to ask him about it. It's serious enough for fans to boo him every time he touched the ball. But it's not, but y'all don't want to report on it. We're not asking you guys to make judgment on it. We're just asking you guys to report on it in the mainstream media. You have to report on it. See, in journalism, you will not get sued if you say allegedly. This is an alleged situation. You say allegedly when you're reporting on it. But you guys refuse to report on it for a very long time. But guess who you didn't wait at all to report on? Von Miller. Von Miller gets arrested for allegedly putting his hand on his girlfriend. And you guys report on it the next day. And you have a full panel on it. And you have Molly chiming in. You have women chiming in about men not putting their hands on women. You have a panel of four people. But when it comes to Josh Giddey, nobody wants to say anything. You don't wait. You don't find out all the facts. You just do the reporting when it's black. This reminds me of the same way they handled Dana White. If Dana White was black and he would have smacked his wife in public, caught on video, ESPN would have had a harder stance on either trying to get him removed as the UFC commissioner, or they would have made a hard stance. But really, they tried to cover it up. They even made statements like, well, you shouldn't put your hands on, well, nobody should put their hands on anybody. Those aren't statements you make when black men are accused of putting their hands on black women. You don't say, okay, well, she might have put her hands on them first. No, y'all don't make statements like that. It's like in this Von Miller situation. Y'all went around the panel talking about how men shouldn't put their hands on women. But in Dana White situation, y'all glossed over it because of the backlash. Once again, you didn't even want to report on Dana White. So, I guess I'm saying this. What I'm finding out is that the degrading and talking bad about black men, especially black athletes, is media currency.
for a lot of mainstream media and news outlets. So anytime somebody black does, a black man does something wrong, is going to get reported on immediately and broadcasted everywhere. And when it's somebody white, it gets handled with sensitivity. Because they know that just reporting on the fact of you doing something wrong goes a long way. There's not, people always hear what you're accused of, and not, they don't never hear the recanting. They always hear what you were accused of, but they never hear that you got cleared. So what I'm saying is that mainstream media, keep the same energy. If a black athlete do something wrong and you report on it and you use the term allegedly, when a white athlete does something wrong, you report on it and you use the term allegedly. But don't report on the black athlete, and then when the white athlete comes along, you say we don't have enough information. Josh Giddey and what happened is big news. The NBA is investigating it. He gets booed every time he touches the ball. And this is a big story, and it deserves to get reported on, just like Ime Udoka and just like Von Miller should have been reported on. Josh Giddey should deserve to get reported on as well. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. All right, peace.